Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 179 years ago, today in 1846, the planet Neptune was discovered by astronomer Johann Gottfried Gall, guided by the mathematical predictions of Urbain-Jean Joseph Le Verrier, marking a triumphant moment in human understanding of the solar system and celebrating the power of human intellect and collaboration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves around 2+ feet. Conditions improve slightly to fair by 7 a.m., holding at 2 to 3 feet until 10 a.m. before getting choppy again. Winds are onshore at 6 to 9 miles per hour throughout the day, shifting slightly to the west in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m., with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 10:15 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday offers fair conditions with waves at 3 to 4 feet and light north-northwest winds. Thursday sees a slight decrease to 2 to 3 feet, remaining fair in the morning but turning choppy by midday. Friday holds steady at 2 feet, with clean mornings but choppy afternoons, making Wednesday the standout day for surf this period. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 80 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 5 a.m., becoming mostly cloudy, with a low around 67 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly sunny with a high near 76 and a northwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour. Night through Saturday night stays mostly cloudy with lows around 65 to 66 and daytime highs in the low to mid 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California tribes have once again influenced lawmakers to target a gambling competitor, banning specific online sweepstakes that threaten their exclusive rights to gambling in the state. Earlier this month, the California legislature passed Assembly Bill 831, with no opposition from lawmakers, highlighting the tribe's significant political clout. The measure seeks to regulate virtual sweepstakes games, which have gained immense popularity, generating an estimated $3.1 billion in revenue last year. Tribes argue these unregulated platforms jeopardize the voter-approved gambling system, while online gaming companies maintain their games are safe and legal. Governor Gavin Newsom has until October 12th to decide whether to sign the bill into law. Now on to sports. San Francisco 49ers Pro Bowl defensive end Nick Bosa suffered a torn anterior cruciate ligament during the team's narrow victory against the Arizona Cardinals. Coach Kyle Shanahan confirmed that Boza will require season-ending surgery. He previously tore the ligament in his left knee during the 2020 season. Without Boza, the Niners' defense will rely heavily on younger players and new additions. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Lions beat the Ravens in Baltimore 38-30. Goff was 20 for 28 with 202 passing yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. Lamar Jackson was 21 for 27 with 288 passing yards, 35 rushing yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. The Lions are now 2-1, the Ravens 1-2. In local sports. Last night at Petco Park, the Padres won a thriller over the Brewers 5-4 in 11 innings to clinch a playoff berth. Freddie Fermin singled in the winning run with Bryce Johnson on base to walk it off. Rodriguez earned the win with one inning pitched and no runs allowed, while Anderson took the loss. San Diego finished with 9 hits, one error, and left 11 runners on base. The Padres now hold an 86-71 record. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Brewers again for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Randy Vasquez is 5-7 with a 3.94 earned run average, faces the pitcher who has yet to be determined. First pitch is at 6:40 at Petco Park with clear skies and a temperature of 73 degrees. In top news, the world's largest illegal sports streaming site has been shut down. Following a year-long investigation, Alliance for Creativity and Entertainment announced that Stream East has halted its service. The illegal streaming giant was terminated in Egypt after a sting operation. Stream East had 80 associated domains and amassed more than 1.6 billion visits last year. It offered access to major sports events, attracting about 136 million monthly visitors. Authorities arrested two men and confiscated devices, cash, and credit cards. All sites previously associated with Stream East will be redirected to a Watch Legally page. In business news, Stellantis has canceled plans for an electrified Jeep Gladiator following the recent decision to halt production of an all-electric Ram pickup truck. Initially announced 1 year ago, the electrified Jeep Gladiator was set to debut in North America by the end of 2025. But it never reached production. The company stated that changing customer preferences are driving this reassessment of its product strategy. The statement emphasized that the Jeep Gladiator will maintain its rugged design while introducing new features. As customer preferences evolve, Stellantis will focus on traditional and extended range trucks instead. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2%. To about $112,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $4,200. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google Gemini just received 3 significant upgrades after surpassing ChatGPT in the App Store. The latest enhancements were announced during Google's September Gemini drop, which highlights exciting new features for the popular AI model as we move into fall. One major update is the Nano Banana image editing model, offering advanced capabilities for users to enhance their images. Another standout feature, Gemini Live, allows users to interact with the world through their phone's camera, providing improved visual guidance. Finally, the integration of Gemini into Chrome enhances browsing with in-browser summaries and AI overviews. Entertainment news. Spider-Man brand New Day is pausing production for a week after Tom Holland suffered a mild concussion on set last Friday. As Rolling Stone previously confirmed, the actor took a break from filming out of an abundance of caution. Details regarding Holland's accident remain unknown, and no one else on set was injured during the incident. Although production was initially set to continue, a source later informed Variety about the pause, with filming expected to resume on September 29th. The film's release date of July 31st, 2026, will not be impacted. Destin Daniel Cretton is directing this fourth edition of the franchise. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is the doing, not the getting. In the trying, not the triumph. Success is a personal standard, reaching for the highest that is in us, becoming all that we can be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.